My next guest, Robbie McMahon from Spansel Hill, has a great store of songs, don't you, Robbie?
Yeah, I have a fella, them all right, yeah.
That name, Spansel Hill.
Yeah.
It's a great song, isn't it?
It is a great song, yeah.
And you have a great story about it, or you know something about
well,
it?
Well, I have. See, they have that song recorded and they have the wrong version of it. They have words here and there, like they have Johnny, a name that shouldn't be in it at all. Mike that should be there, because there was a man by the name of Michael Considine that wrote the song, and he was from Spansel Hill. And there's another line there to Ned the Farmer's daughter. That should be Mac the Ranger's daughter, because she was the daughter of the Ranger Mac, who lived out at the end of the Boreen. And indeed, if you were ever in Spansel Hill and come into Considine, the home of the man that wrote the song, and go down the Boreen, the back of the house, and see the apple tree over the well, as the song says. It's like an old crab tree now, and it's grown down along the ground. Make it lonesome to see it and to know about the song. But do you want me to sing Spansel Hill?
Oh, I'd love you to sing it.
Well, if I sing it, except I break down it, I'll give you the right version of Spansel Hill. Is that fair enough?
That'd be great.
See, you see this Michael Considine that wrote the song. He went to America, and he was great with this beautiful looking girl, Mary McNamara. She went as Mary Mac. She lived outside at the end of the Boreen. And he was great with her, and they were poor at the time, and he went to America to make some money and maybe to bring her out to America, that they'd get married. But he worked for a good while in Boston, to the Boston he went, and he worked there, I think, for 7 or 8 months, and then he went to California, and he was a brainy fellow. He was a great man for composing songs and stories and writing, but he went to college for a while, and he educated himself, and he got a good job, and then he got into bad health. He knew he wasn't going to live after he only lived a couple of years in America. He got into bad health and he knew he wasn't going to live. So he wrote this song. He wrote it as a poem and sent it home to his little nephew of 5 years of age, who was John Considine, who lived in Spansel Hill. He was an only child. I knew John Considine well. So to see he got the song, and the lad got big, they preserved the song. And
away you go then, Robert.
Right. Last night, as I lay dreaming of the pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling and to errands I let it fly. I stepped on board the Vision, I sailed out with a will, and I quickly came to anchor at my home in Spansel Hill. Enchanted with the novelty, delighted with the scenes where in my early childhood I oftentimes have been. I thought I heard a murmur, I think I hear it still. 'Tis that little stream of water at the cross of Spansel Hill. And to amuse my fancy, I lay upon the ground, where all my school companions in crowds assemble round. Some have grown to manhood, while more their graves did fill. Oh, I thought we were all young again at the cross of Spansel Hill. It been on a Sabbath morning, I thought I heard a bell. O'er hills and valleys sounded in notes that seemed to tell that Father Dan was coming his duty to fulfill at the parish church of Clooney, just 1 mile from Spansel Hill. And when the sermon ended, we all knelt down in prayer in hopes for to be ready to climb the golden stairs. And when back home returning, we danced with right goodwill to Martin Milan's music at the cross of Spansel Hill.
Glory, 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 glory.
It been on the 23rd of June, the day we tour the fair. Sure, heir and sons and daughters, they all assembled there. The young, the old, the stout and the bold came there to sport and kill. What a curious combination at the fair of Spansel Hill. Amen. I went into my old home, as every stone can tell. The old Boreen was just the same, and the apple tree over the well. I missed my sister Ellen, my brothers Pals and Bill, and I only met strange faces at my home in Spansel Hill. I called to see the neighbours, to hear what they might say. The old were getting feeble and the young ones turning grey. I mesh with Taylor Quigley, he's as strong as ever still. Sure, he always made me breeches when I lived in Spansel Hill. I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's as pure as any lily and as gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me saying, Mike, I love you still. She's Mac, the ranger's daughter, the pride of Spansel Hill. I thought I stooped to kiss her as I did in days of yore. Says she, Mike, you're only joking as you often were before. The cock flew on the roost again, he crew but loud and shrill. And I walk in California, far, far from Spansel Hill.